23. Grandparents. Our grandparents were from a different world. They were born before there was even 1900 in the day. That's before there were such things as computers, TVs, or even cars. So when we went to visit the grandparents, we always felt like we were on a different planet. First, there are my mom's parents, James and Emmy Marchand. James died before we were born, so we never knew him. But my brother Jim and I spent a lot of time with Nana, or Emmy, because we would go and stay with her every time my mom went to the hospital to have a new baby brother. Nana lived in Detroit and her house was different. She had soap that smelled like flowers. She had fancy glass things on her tables. She had an alley behind her house. And we thought that was the coolest thing because that's where Jim and I could shoot our arrows. The arrows we had talked Nana into buying for us one time when we were there.
Are you sure your mom and dad will let you have bows and arrows?
Nana asked in the toy store.
Oh yeah.
Of course.
I know that's not entirely true, but it's true that we've been wanting bows and arrows for a really long time.
And nobody got any eyes poked out while we were shooting our bows and arrows, so it all worked out okay. And then there are Grandma and Grandpa Shreshka. We didn't know their names when we were kids. We just knew them as Grandma and Grandpa. Grandma, where were you and Grandpa born?
We were both born in Poland, then came to the U.S., met each other, got married, and have been here since.
Grandma's English was pretty good. Grandpa's not so good. He kind of freaked us out because he would sit in his chair, smoke his pipe, and say things we could not understand.
Yaden, Dwa, Shi, Satsari, Prince, De, Peh.
Grandma's chicken was delicious. Grandma grew flowers and vegetables in her garden. She kept hard candies in glass bowls in her living room, and we thought that was the best idea ever. Till we tasted the candy, it tasted terrible, like medicine. But every time me and Jim visited, we would try another. They always tasted terrible, so we would spit them out.
Ugh. Ew, those candies are terrible.
I hate these candies. That's probably why all the candies stuck together in one big lump. Grandpa had his own chickens and the occasional turkey he raised. He kept bleached out skulls of big fish he caught nailed to the wooden post in the garden. He made his own wine. We never did understand Grandpa, but my dad did teach us some Polish. We learned how to say please and thank you and count to five. We loved counting to five because in Polish you count
jeden, dwa, trzy, cztery, pinch.
Which you pronounce pinch. Then you pinch your little brother as hard as you can.
Ow, John, that hurts.